The Lord be with you.
And with
you. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, I tell you, unless your righteousness surpasses that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. You've heard that it was said to your ancestors, you shall not kill. Whoever kills will be liable to judgment. But I say to you, whoever is angry with his brother will be liable to judgment. Whoever says to his brother, Raca, will be answerable to the Sanhedrin. Whoever says, you fool, will be liable to fiery Gehenna. Therefore, if you bring your gift to the altar, and there recall that your brother has anything against you, leave your gift there at the altar. Go first and be reconciled with your brother. Then come and offer your gift. Settle with your opponent quickly while on the way to court with him. Otherwise, your opponent will hand you over to the judge. The judge will hand you over to the guard. You'll be thrown into prison. And when I say to you, you will not be released until you have paid the last penny. The Gospel of the Lord. Outside of the Bible, the saint that we celebrate today is possibly the most famous saint in the world. His name is Saint Anthony. I'm sure you've heard of him. Okay, Saint Anthony of Padua. Many people think that Saint Anthony was Italian. He was actually born in Portugal. And a few details on his life, and then hopefully you'll be able to read some really good life of St. Anthony. When he was a teenager, he had very strong temptations against the virtue of chastity, and he had overcome that. So instead of giving in to the desires of the flesh, he overcame it through prayer and fasting and penance. Then he felt he was called to give his life to God. And he became an Augustinian. He was first an Augustinian. But he changed orders because of something that he heard. The Franciscans came to Portugal, and he heard that some of the early Franciscans, because he's living at the same time as St. Francis and St. Bonaventure and St. Thomas Aquinas and St. Dominic, St. Albert the Great, St. Raymond. You have a whole nest of the great saints that live right around the year 1300. But he heard that these Franciscans, these young Franciscans, they went to Morocco and they were brutally killed as martyrs by the Muslims. He said, well, I want to go there. I want to be brutally killed. I want to die as a martyr. So he was heading to Morocco, and he arrived in Morocco, but his health wasn't that good. So he was sailing, and there was a storm on the sea. He ends up in Italy. And he ends up with the Franciscans, where there's a meeting of many Franciscans with St. Francis. And Anthony is accepted and he becomes a Franciscan priest. Now for several years, Anthony was totally unknown to his brothers with respect to his talents. He was kind of small, kind of gordito. I mean, wasn't very impressive if you just looked at him. But what he did was, in his free time, he spent long hours in prayer and penance and studying. He studied the Bible, which is the Word of God. Francis did not want his sons to be overly intellectual. He didn't want that, because he really believed if you're overly intellectual, that's going to go to your head, you're going to give into pride, and that's going to ruin it all. But Francis is going to become aware of, in a relatively short time, he's going to have two of the most brilliant men in his order, Saint Bonaventure, who studied at the University of Paris with Thomas Aquinas, and Saint Anthony. So look how divine providence intervenes. This is what happened. The Franciscans had an ordination ceremony where these young men were being ordained to the priesthood, but the preacher of the Mass, he didn't show up. Who's going to preach? Antonio. Well, let's just wing it, okay? See what happens here. Let's see what happens. So he got up and preached, and everyone there was almost shocked at the eloquence and the unction and the intelligence and the holiness of this young priest. So Francis decided, this guy's got talents. So he decided to take him apart and allow Anthony to give himself to preaching the Word of God. So he started to preaching in Italy, preaching in Belgium, preaching in France. Wherever he went, there were so many people that they couldn't get inside the church. He'd have to preach outside the church in the public marketplace because there was no room in the church. And he was a powerful preacher. And he relied a lot upon the Bible. Saint Anthony had a photographic memory. So he read the Bible and he had the Bible memorized, like Thomas Aquinas, like Fulton Sheen, like John Bosco. Those are saints that have a photographic memory. Do you? Maybe for evil, right? For evil, we've got pretty good memory. We remember the bad things better than the good things, right? He's a fascinating preacher. And some of his preachings are almost to the point of being comical. I'll tell you one. One place, they were very resistant to him. And he said, well, if they're not going to listen to me, I'm going to go to preach to the fish. So he went to preach to the fish, and the fish says, thousands of fish popped their head out of the water. And they're listening to him. So I think if it ever happens that people don't listen to me, I'm going down to the ocean. It's not too far away. I'll get a microphone, I'll preach to the whales and the fish and to the sharks, okay? My favorite is he entered into this town where there was a Jewish man who heard about the Blessed Sacrament. And the Jewish man said, that's a lot of nonsense, that piece of bread, That's God. That's crazy. Do you know what Anthony did? Okay. We'll do this. We're going to get a donkey, a mule. And we're going to make the mule fast for 3 days. Then we'll bring the donkey into a barn, a stall. And on one side, we'll place a pile of fresh hay. And the other side, we'll place the Blessed Sacrament. And we're going to see what happens. Anthony said, if the hungry donkey goes to the hay, I will be your servant. But if he goes and pays some respect to the Blessed Sacrament, then you've got to believe. And the Jew said, it's a deal. It's a deal. So the poor donkey was made to fast for 3 days. And in the front of this Jew, and I think there are other people present also, they brought the donkey into the barn. And the donkey looks at the hay, and right away he goes in front of the Blessed Sacrament. Are you looking at me? This is what he does. And the Jew was converted. So let's pray that Catholics have as much faith as the donkey, okay? I think the donkey has more faith than most Catholics, no? That ought to be part of the prayer of the faithful. Well, we have more faith than the donkey of St. Anthony. We pray to the Lord, Lord, hear our prayer. And then he was converted. And the town there had a lot of Jews, and almost all the Jews were converted to Catholicism because of that one miracle. St. Anthony preached so much, and he preached especially against the heretics. They were the Catharists and the Albigensians that also St. Dominic preached against. They had spread all over Europe. Kind of like the Jehovah Witnesses. And he has many titles. One of my favorite titles is he's the Hammer of the Heretics. I like that. The Hammer of the Heretics, because he was so eloquent that he was able to hammer and overcome these false teachers. Also, St. Anthony, you see pictures of St. Anthony sometimes with a little child Jesus as well as a Bible. And according to tradition, the child Jesus appeared to him and talked to him. You see the Bible because St. Anthony loved the Word of God. He's known also for finding lost objects. Okay, let me tell you something that happened to me the last 48 hours. It purposely happened, I think, so that I'd be able to bring this out in this homily. 2.5 days ago, I lost my wallet. Father Craig says, no problem, if someone steals, it's just a venial sin anyway, okay? As Father Craig said. So thanks a lot, no? And, you know, I don't have too much money in it. There are a lot of holy cards, but I got my license in it. Yeah, you're getting your license. Having to go to the DMV, you got to wait 10 hours. It's going to take probably at least 3 weeks. So I was praying to St. Anthony. And for the love of me, I couldn't find it. I checked my car. I checked the bathroom. I checked underneath my bed. I went even to Pollo Loco. I mean, I was going all, like I went to Pollo Loco to buy a Pollo ball. I couldn't find it. I was just, and you know, you don't have your license. You're in trouble. So yesterday at about 8:35, I was having a meal in my room and I looked down on the floor on the plastic mat. And there was my wallet. Now, I don't believe in miracles just like that, but that was a miracle. As I looked all over, and I just looked down, and there was my wallet. And I said, that's St. Anthony. And they told the other priests, wow, how powerful St. Anthony is. That's a miracle. And I could tell you more than one miracle. Once Father Antolini lost the cat. You know we have a cat? We got two cats. And he really became nervous. He said, don't worry, we'll find the cat. So I said a prayer to St. Anthony, and I opened up the door, I went out the rectory, and there he was underneath my car. Aha. When I was your age, I played a lot of baseball. And I was a pretty good baseball player. I'd play baseball with my friends, and I'd hit a lot of home runs, hitting into the leaves. Whenever I prayed, St. Anthony always found my baseball. Amen? So I really believe in this great saint. Now, finding baseballs, following wallets, following lost cats, that's important. But more important, praying for the conversion of sinners. Praying for the conversion of sinners, that they'll come back, that they'll come back to the faith, is the most important. Let me tell you the last miracle of St. Anthony. He died about 800 years ago. His tongue is still incorrupt. I think that's about the greatest miracle. So the next time you go to Padua, if you're going to be going to Padua next week or within the next 2 or 3 weeks, visit, and his tongue is still incorrupt. His tongue is like Richard's tongue right now. It's incredible. 800 years. Like Padre Pio's body is incorrupt. So let's turn to St. Anthony, pray for the church, because the church is going through a tough time. Pray for priests. Pray for priests to be able to preach. Pray for the grace to be able to convert sinners. Pray for the grace to be able to fight against current heresies. There are so many out there today. But really the key to the life of St. Anthony is that St. Anthony loved God. That's the key. If you really dig deep in the lives of the saints, everything I've said is kind of secondary. The key to St. Anthony is he spent many, many, many hours in prayer, in silence, in fasting, in meditation. That's where he got the light and strength to preach and to convert thousands and thousands of souls. We're not going to be able to touch any souls, any of us, none of us, unless we have a deep union with Christ. Fulton Sheen says it best, first come and then go. Amen.